Today's scripture comes from John, chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. You can find it in your pew Bible on page 1653 if you want to follow along. The Word of the Lord. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. Now, there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed, and they waited for the moving of the waters. From time to time, an angel of the Lord would come down and stir up the waters. The first one into the pool after each such disturbance would be cured of whatever disease that he had. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. When I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. That's the reading of his word.
Good morning. So good to be up here and share the word with you. I feel honored and humbled at the same time to be able to do this. Usually the congregation that I address in Spanish, and we're a little bit smaller. When I was preparing for today, reading this passage, I found that there's so many things that are in eight verses, nine. There's so much knowledge and so much information, so a great message just in that, because we find that Jesus is starting his mission. He has just met the Samaritan woman in the previous chapter and talked about the living water. And we see also how people, when he talks to them, don't quite understand him. You know, he comes to the gates and finds this man who's been crippled for 38 years. That's almost half our lives. And while in those times, any time that you had an ailment or you were not able to work, you were considered useless practically. And you were a burden to those families. So we can see how this man, who knows how long he had been in that area, or how long he had been waiting for that miracle, and how much time he had spent hoping that he would reach the waters when they stirred and be healed, so that he could be a productive part of society. And when Jesus comes to him, we see that he asks, "Do you want to be healed?" And instead of saying yes, because this is something he's been wanting, he's been waiting for, he explains why he's not healed. And to me, I think that sometimes when God is talking to us, we come back and we answered with something completely different. because we're not understanding what he's trying to tell us. We keep on maybe making an excuse. To him, this is what he did. He said, I haven't been able to be healed because I could not get into the pool in time. Always somebody beats me. Now, he was definitely alone. There was no family there. There was nobody to help him or anything like that. But he was surrounded by hundreds of people because, as we read, there was all types of people there waiting for that miracle. So surrounded by all these people, he was still alone with no one to help him. And we see how Jesus just goes to him. And to me, that says that we, as the body of Christ, we have to go where those people are. We can't wait for them to come to the church. We cannot sit here and say we're doing God's work if we're not going outside of these four walls to where those people are. They may not, it's not really a thing of going to the hospital, going to the prisons, going to somebody's home that's sick. It's also going to the people that are spiritually crippled. People that have lost hope. People that, due to a mistake made in their youth, maybe a single mother or a young man that didn't go to college because he had to start working. Sometimes those things can cripple us because we will have an excuse as to why we're not successful. We'll feel completely beaten down. I could have a better life if I had gone to college, but I couldn't go to college because of this problem. Like the crippled man making an excuse of why the success is not there. But we have victory in Christ. They just don't see it. Like this crippled man, when he's offered a healing, the ability to just go back and walk after 38 years of having this ailment, his answer is still, this is why I haven't been able to do it. And that's the kind of people we're called to reach. Those are the kind of people we have to go out there and talk to. We are also, if you think about it, when we accepted Jesus into our lives, when we said yes, we're being commissioned to step out, to go outside of our comfort zones. And that living water that he offered the Samaritan woman and that we have, the word of God that's within us, when the Holy Spirit descends upon us, that stirs those waters. That living water stirs within us. So when we go out there and we talk to somebody and we're doing his work, through us, we can be the vessel that brings that miracle to somebody. We can be the difference between I am all alone while I'm surrounded by hundreds of people and somebody cares. Somebody wants to do something for me. Somebody wants to give me a solution to my problem and help me find success, healing, peace, love. When I was younger, I lived in New York, and for 17 years I worked. I did not miss any single day of work in respect of being unemployed. I was blessed with being able to go from one job to another without any laps. And I made good money. I was not extremely successful, but I got enough to live. And in that time, I was not congregating, and I was not going to church, and I didn't have a relationship with God. To me, I was happy. I was had friends. I had a place to live. I had food, and I had a job. So it was, what else do I need? When I moved here at 33, I started a relationship with God, and it's been about 15 years that I have strengthened that relationship with God every single day. I can't imagine myself 15 years ago even thinking that I could be up here. It wasn't even a thought in my mind. And I can promise you that in the many years that I've worked and I've been around people, it was always very difficult to get in front of people and talk. So I can see that it's God working, because this is not me. But in the 15 years since I started that relationship with God, while I was studying this passage, I realized that I was crippled. I was stuck in the same place, working every day, just living day by day. And when God came into my life and said, "Do you want to be healed? Do you want to let me into your life?" He changed everything. I make about the same amount of money that I made while I was in New York. I have a job that I absolutely love, and I couldn't imagine a better job. I get to help people that are sick and are battling cancer every single day. And I'm blessed by it. I have a house that I wouldn't have imagined that I could have. I own my car, and I don't go paycheck to paycheck. And my relationship with God is stronger. I am more successful spiritually than I ever thought I could. And that's what God can do. And that's what we're called to do for others. That's what we're called to help others find. With a living testimony, we can go out there and say, "This is what God can do for you." You don't have to stay waiting at the pool for 38 years for the waters to stir so that you can get that miracle. There's people that are out there that don't see the way, don't know where to go, don't know where to turn. They don't even know it because they don't know anything better. And as Christians, we can make that change, because that change has started with us. I know that I was talking to Daryl about what he started doing when he started putting more time into church. And he mentioned he didn't have time for much, and God made the time. That's the kind of changes that God has done in us. And we need to go out there and tell the people that are out there that don't have any time, God will make the time. The people that are crippled and surrounded by hundreds of people and still feel alone every single night, you are not alone. We have so many, a huge crisis here in the area with homeless people and everything that have found refuge in drugs. Some of them have given up on life. It could be a lost job, a broken relationship. It can be just something happened where they just felt defeated. Waiting at the pool for that miracle. Giving up hope, giving up their life. We need to reach them. We need to go outside of these four walls and touch them. Help them find the way back to where they belong. Because in Jesus there's healing, there's peace, there's forgiveness, there's salvation. And no matter what happen in your life, He can change it. You might not see a change within a day, maybe months, but I can tell you that if you look at the past 5 years of your life, and you look at how you were without God and with God, you'll see a huge change. You'll see almost like seeing a black and white picture and then a color picture. Because that's what life is. That's the kind of change He's made in us. I see how when we make that decision to follow God, it takes a while to really believe, because we have the enemy reminding us, don't forget who you are. Don't forget that you failed before. Don't forget that I know exactly what your weaknesses are. And that's where we come in. We have to continue to strengthen those people and help them realize that that is the past and they are a new creature. Their life is new. They're completely changed. And that the enemy wants us to go back to that place where there is lies, there is alcohol, there is forgetting what happened. Because if you think about it, a lot of the people that end up in drugs or in alcoholism is because they're so stressed and burdened by their problems that they figured, if I drink, I'll forget them. Funny thing about it is that the next morning, the problems are still there and they're probably bigger. And because now those problems are bigger and they're still there, I'll drink again. And when the alcohol stops working, I'll escalate it. So it's a vicious cycle and hole that they're being sunk into. As vessels of the Word and with the Holy Spirit in us, we can bring healing to them, because God has called us to do greater things than what He did. He left us an example of what to do. Meet people where they are and help them find a way. We have light. We're light in the darkness. We are the city on the hill. We're called to make a change in others the way that he changed us. And I know that any one of you that has a family member that has not made that change, you can reach. I know my sister and my brother-in-law reach me. And I know that each and every one of you can reach your loved ones and your friends, because that's how powerful our God is. So, thank you so much for the opportunity to share the word with you. And I hope that the same way that I felt extremely blessed by preparing this message, I hope that it blessed you as